from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy. Carter caught me. He caught me.
Doing what?
You know how some people think that I fidget a little bit?
We know.
Well, he just saw me. So I have two pair of reading glasses here. And I've developed this awful habit of putting them on and off.
Only two?
And he saw me try to put a pair of reading glasses on.
Oh, no.
Over a pair of reading glasses. So.
Oh, yeah. Steiny.
My eyes. Boy, it's a good thing I still see sports clearly.
Well, so.
Okay. You know, okay. That's all I'll say.
Well, so is that more an issue with you or an issue with the glasses themselves? That they're not working
anymore?
No,
it's me. It's me.
You just try
I just
to
can't sit still. I can't. I just can't.
You're like Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you see the news during the break? This is about a former Bay Area legend.
I'll be the judge of that. Who's the legend?
Brandon Crawford.
He's not a legend.
Why not? He's got a couple World Series titles. Yeah. One of the best shortstops to ever come through. He's from...
Nice player.
From Pleasanton?
Champion, for sure. I mean, legend.
Legends got released from the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, Brandon Crawford got released.
Yes.
Oh, chalk one up for Farhan. He said he was washed, and he was right.
Well, he held on to him too long.
I hate the word washed.
Yeah, I know, and you just used it.
I know. I take it back. But Farhan saw that Brandon Crawford was winding down. Put it that way. Speaking of winding down, what's going on with the Niners?
What do you mean? They're winding up. Shout out the Stones.
Evan, they stink. They're going nowhere.
They don't stink.
They're in trouble.
Don't say that again.
Will you meet me halfway? This team is in trouble. This team is in trouble. Trouble brewing in the Bay. And Santa Clara. If you don't consider Santa Clara the Bay. I'm kidding.
It's the South Bay. Yeah. Now, I think if your goal is to win a Super Bowl, there are some things that would, again, concern me compared to last year. But if your goal is for them to make the playoffs, yeah, you're probably still you're still feeling pretty good, right? About making the postseason. So got a young quarterback that can get better. You got an elite play caller. You got some pretty damn good weapons. You got all pros at almost everywhere.
You brought up something during the break that I think is interesting, and it's in line with this text I'm reading from the Xfinity Mobile text line from the 917. And I got to tell you, I probably should have thought about this more than I have. Purdy could have a slow start to the season, and it can very well be blamed on the camp drama. 100%. Regardless, and this is kind of what you were getting into, regardless of when Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams sign, the issues they're dealing with now will resurface at some point. And particularly, Evan, you want to address the idea of people who, if the 49ers get off to a good start, will say, see, there was nothing to see here. Whereas you say, not so fast.
Well, I think there's a pretty good chance the Niners are going to start well. I mean, they play the Jets, the Vikings, the Rams, who, by the way, are also dealing with some injury issues. Matthew Stafford is currently hurt with a hamstring, so he might not be available. But then you get New England and Arizona. Like, your first 5 weeks, you should be above 500 if you're a team that's as good as the Niners. And I'd expect them to be. In fact, they're probably going to be 4-1. But last year, we literally saw a team coming off a Super Bowl defeat start the year 10-1. And that was the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
And there were some signs throughout their 11 games that there might have been some stuff going on, or, you know, they weren't beating teams by blowouts. They were kind of like their point differential was pretty low for how good their win total was. And then we saw them fall off a cliff. And they became the first team in umpteen years to start the season 10-1 and not make the postseason. You know, so just because you start, my point is, just because you start the year fast doesn't mean these problems that we're talking about right now just go away. Because you have to keep winning and you have to keep this thing going for 6 months, for 17 weeks, and that's not an easy thing to do. So my point is that compared to last offseason, I just felt like the Niners, they had everything moving in the right direction last offseason. And it led to a historic offense. And it led to a near Super Bowl run. And it got them where they hadn't been in 5 years. That's the other part of this, too. The Niners have only gone to the Super Bowl under Kyle Shanahan as the one seed. It's very difficult to acquire the one seed if you're not united for 17 weeks. And I don't know. Like, hopefully I'm wrong. But I just get the feeling that they are not as united as they were last year or even in 2019, and that makes it really difficult to do what they did last year. It just does. And I feel like even when Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams sign and they become 49ers and, I don't know, you know, they start 4-1 or even 5-0, it doesn't go away. In my opinion, just from seeing as much sports as I've seen, there are things in the locker room that we do not know, and that's true. We may never know, but it doesn't mean that they don't impact games late or in middle of seasons or at some point throughout this year. And I hate to sound all gloom and doom, but I haven't heard enough about football this offseason.
I think that's undeniable. We haven't heard a lot about the goals of this team. We haven't heard a lot about how motivated they are to get back to the Super Bowl. We haven't even heard a lot about how difficult that loss was and how they've got to rebound from it this year. And it's a long season, but they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to find the wherewithal from week one. It's all been pretty negative.
Also, I apologize. The Eagles did make the playoffs last year. They just got blown out by 20 points.
Well, they were...
By Baker Mayfield.
Well, extenuating circumstances in that game. I don't know if you remember.
What were the extenuating circumstances?
They got beat. That was the extenuating circumstance.
Yeah, they were one and done.
They were. Ryan. Ryan's in Irvine. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, man? How you feeling about the Niners right now?
You know, it's funny. I agree and disagree with Evan. Evan, you said earlier they seem distracted, a little disjointed. it's hard to argue that. You know, there's been so much drama this offseason. But here, I guess here's what I would argue. This just seems like the typical 49ers offseason to me. You're talking about contract disputes and you're talking about injuries. I feel like those two things are like synonymous at this point with the 49ers. It's every year. It's injury talk. It's contract talk. And my question is this, like what is avoidable? Injuries to me, I don't know that they're avoidable. I don't know. I think it's a part of football. But contract talks? I honestly don't know the answer to this question. That's why I called in. How many NFL teams have I know they have capologists, I know they have financial guys that advise them on the cap and what are good contracts, what are bad contracts. They're negotiating teams. Every team has them. How many teams have a Parag Marate that is like almost as powerful as the GM, if not more powerful than the GM? I feel like you turn on, you know, the media networks, NFL Network, ESPN, whatever it is, you hear his name all the time. And there's other contract negotiations going on. Look at Jamar Chase, better receiver than Brandon Ayuk. You don't hear anything about it. You know, it's like, it's just, I just think Parag needs to adjust his strategies with how he does his business, because I feel like he creates a lot of the drama with this team. A lot of the distraction is his fault.
Well said. Appreciate the call. I think there's something there. I remember reading Tim Kawakami a couple weeks ago about how one of the constants with the San Francisco 49ers is they, according to him, always feel the need to win the negotiation. And that's a big part of their strategy. And I go back to when the 49ers signed Colin Kaepernick to, at that point, what was considered one of the most team-friendly contracts a quarterback had signed, to the point where people were wondering how or why he even called or why he even signed a contract like he did. And we all chalked it up to, well, Parag Marate knows how to negotiate. Well, obviously he's a great negotiator, but at what point does it start to hurt? Here's the other thing. Who in that organization right now could say, look, let's just get them in here. Let's give them what they want. To me, it's only one guy, and that's Jed York. And I got to believe that Parag Marate right now is operating with Jed York's blessing on how he's handling this contract negotiation. And I think Lynch is there, but I don't know that Lynch can make that final decision. And I think it's a decision that Kyle Shanahan's involved in, but he doesn't really want to deal with it as hands-on, obviously, as Lynch or Marate, because he's the coach of the team. And I think he knows he's got to keep his distance at least a little bit, because he's going to have to coach Brandon Ayuk at some point. But I mean, to me, this is a Jed York issue at this point. And is he going to be the one who basically says, you know what? I don't know. Does Jed York, would he have to say, let's take the loss on this one with these two guys? Is that the way the 49ers would look at it? We're going to have to take a loss on these two guys. Because I don't think that's the healthiest thing for an organization either.
No, but I feel like if their goal was to get BA at a certain number, I don't know. I have the feeling that that number's gone up over the course of this offseason, which means they've lost. Like if they were trying to get him at whatever the report was back in May, 26 per year. I feel like when that contract comes out, that number is going to be higher than 26 AAV.
Right.
And that means that Brandon Ayuk has made himself money this offseason. He's accomplished his goal, and the Niners have lost the deal. This offseason has been about winning the deal or losing the deal. It hasn't been about getting this guy in a position to play football. And I don't think that's going to stop, because and I don't know. I mean, maybe the question for Parag is, you know, so he goes to Jed, and Jed says, all right, get this done. Like, I'm sick of this. I'm tired of it.
Right.
And Parag says, okay, well, if we just do what you want, here are the consequences. are you okay with those consequences? And then Jed reconsiders and says, oh, well, actually, if you're telling me that that's going to happen, well, maybe I don't want to do that. Maybe we should just hang out for a little bit longer. You know, so there to me is also uncertainty, not just around the team, but also with the players that they're negotiating with. And there's also uncertainty perhaps about what Ayuk wants or what Trent wants. I mean, you had a point last week that I thought was poignant about how Trent may just not want to be at training camp. It's not about money at all. He might not just want to practice because he's done this for 15 freaking years and his body's tired. He's right. Trying to make sure that he can last for 6 months. You know, maybe that's a part of this too that we're not considering. How much are the players, how much are they involved in this? I don't know. To me, the Niners have let this go on too long for something that's not as big. The Bosa thing made sense to me, why it took so long, because he was resetting the market.
Right.
And he was becoming the highest non-paid quarterback in the history of the league. Those things do take time. Brandon Ayuk's not resetting the wide receiver market. Trent Williams might not reset the tackle market, for all I know.
Right.
They're haggling over dollars. They're trying to get the most out of the 49ers, and the 49ers are trying to not let them get over on them. That's how I read this entire summer. And every time we come in and talk about it, I want to pull my hair out.
Because
it shouldn't take this long. We've seen other teams get deals done with their players. The 49ers have not. And we don't have any more knowledge as to why that's the case. Because every time a reporter goes to a press conference like they did today and asks the obligatory, any updates on BA and Trent? The answer is nope. Or, well,
zero updates. Nothing's changed.
There you go.
Yeah, that's frustrating. I would like an update.
This from Yellow Jacket on the YouTube chat. Steiny, would you say Lynch won the Bosa contract? My answer would be no. And that was one of the things that I paid attention to a little bit in Kawakami's column was that, you know, Bosa was one of the few, if only, players to beat the 49ers in a negotiation. And is it possible that getting beat by Bosa has led the 49ers to say, we're not getting beat again? We're not going to get beat on a contract again, because maybe they see things in the Bosa contract that they know are going to cost them down the line, and they realize we can't do it again with Ayuk, we can't do it again with Trent Williams, so we must take a different approach. And the approach is going to be, we've got to be a little tougher with these guys. I mean, I don't know why it's taken this long. I just know that every 4 or 5 days, I think, when I come into this show and we're going to talk about it, I'll say, why has it taken this long? And I don't have an answer. To me, I feel like, why has it taken this long? Because they're not that close. Because if they were close, they would be there right now, probably. So I think the one thing that is frustrating is that nobody really knows how close or how far these two guys are from getting in here and starting to practice. And nobody's given us any indication of what each of these guys wants, what they're getting offered. And maybe, look, I'm not saying we have a right to know that, but there is nobody out there outside this organization and the player and the agent that know what specifically is taking this long for both these guys who you would think are so important or important enough that they would want to get them in here. I'm not sure. I'm really not. But the conclusion I draw is it's not as foregone a conclusion that they're coming back in plenty of time or in the near future. And the other question they're going to have to answer, Evan, is if and when these guys do come in and they reach an agreement with Ayuk and they reach an agreement with Trent Williams, they're going to be asked, why did it take this long? They're going to give their answer, but no answer is going to be good enough if it's obvious to all the fans that what happened in the offseason is now hurting us during the regular season.
And I think also optically somebody's going to be the loser. And that's not going to be good, and that's not going to be something that you want to answer a question about. If the Niners pay Brandon Ayuk a ton of money,
right?
Well, then I can understand why it took so long. Brandon Ayuk was trying to wait him out and get more money. But then the answer is going to be, well, if it took so long, why'd you give in? Or the Niners are going to be seen as a team or a franchise that lost. If they sign for $26 million, like it was reported back in May, the question's going to be, well, why did it take 6 months then? The Niners also lose in that situation. And Brandon Ayuk also loses in that situation. And maybe they don't care about the optics. But one of the reasons why I think it's taken so long is because they do care about the optics. Like, I think the Nick Bosa thing, the Niners did lose. They clearly lost that negotiation.
But
he's making $6 million more per year than the next highest paid player at his position.
But what does it mean in the grand scheme of things if Bosa beat the 49ers in that contract
negotiation? I don't think he just beat them. I think he embarrassed them. I think he took them for everything.
And do you think that's having an impact on the negotiations this year with Ayuk?
Yes, because they have to put a stop to that. Because they can't just give out money every single time somebody wants it, and they can't give out more money every single time someone wants it.
And I don't disagree with that. And that's why I think that there's a chance that the Niners aren't moving off numbers, or they aren't just giving in to these players because they know, well, what's going to happen next year? Who's going to try to do this next year?
And BA's listening to that press conference and hearing Shanahan saying, our first-round wide receiver that could potentially replace you is not practicing this week. And he's not going to have any preseason reps in-game.
Exactly. There's another injury that the 49ers are dealing with, and it's on their offensive line.
It could linger for a while. He ended up having to get some type of, I don't know exactly the surgery he got, but he got something done, and we'll end up probably starting on IR and hope to have him back towards the middle of the year.
That's John Feliciano, the offensive lineman for the 49ers. So they won't have him for probably about half the season. I don't know.
That guy started for you in the Super Bowl.
You don't have him. Here's some more Kyle Shanahan. There's a couple things. Where's the really good? This is on wide receiver and punt returner Jacob Cowan. I thought he was playing pretty well.
I mean, it's still early. You know, he got his first full weekend. It was good to see him do some things in the game. Really liked how smooth he looked as a punt returner. But, you know, he's still got a lot to go through. He's behind.
Where'd that come from?
I thought he had like 5 for 75 and a nice end-around run. He looked like they featured him quite a bit. In fact, his 4.38 speed is something that I think the Niners have lacked. You know, Danny Gray kind of looks like a bust at this point. You know, Cowing looks like he could be a burner for this team.
Do you think that that's code for, yeah, he doesn't block?
Well.
He doesn't block.
Perhaps. Yeah, what do you have to do? You have to be in basketball, you got to make free throws. In baseball, you got to bunt. And in football, with Shanahan, you got to block.
Shanahan also said that even though they don't have Trent Williams, he thinks that the offensive line this year is much deeper than last year. And I thought he had a great line.
Well, it should be. They drafted two guys, unlike last year.
I think he had a good line when he was asked about their tackling. And he said, yeah, if you miss a lot of tackles, it's hard to make the team. I thought that was pretty funny. Anyway, Kyle Shanahan talked to the media, and I'm trying to pick out some good news from that press conference, and it's hard to find. It's really hard to find. And the more I think about it, the more I think the guy who could be impacted more than anybody with what's going on is your quarterback, Brock Purdy, who has all of 21 games under his belt as a starter in the regular season.
Well, there was thing. I guess we got to hit a break here. There was one thing I don't know if it's positive or negative, but I found it interesting and different from how Shanahan typically approaches preseason games, and in fact could indicate some growth from Kyle, which is a good thing. That is positive.
All right, we're on the two short segment next segment. If you want to jump in, your last chance, 888-957-9570. And Evan just hit you with a tease, and we're going to do something called pay off that tease on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. He'll be in all week. Guru, he's in Greensboro, North Carolina.
It's nice there that time of year, too. Or this time of year.
Oh.
It's beautiful in
Evan,
August.
Evan.
What?
I guarantee you right now, and I've never been to Greensboro, it's humid.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's not beautiful.
No, it does mean it's not beautiful if it's humid. You walk outside, it's like Vietnam in the South in the summer. Your glasses fog up, you sweat. It's not. Humidity is not a beautiful thing. It's why many of us, or at least one reason why many of us, have chosen the Bay Area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 80 degrees and partly cloudy. Sounds pretty nice to me.
What's the humidity percentage?
Do you even know what that means?
Moisture in the air.
No, I mean like what a high humidity is.
Yes, if it's 90 degrees with 90% humidity, it feels like 110.
Yeah, well, it's 50% right now.
Yeah, it's still a lot. Don't sleep on 50.
It's higher than here.
Yes, it is. You were going to make a point.
So everywhere that isn't as humid as, or is more humid than here, and is hotter, is not as beautiful.
Don't listen to me.
You're just alienating all of our East Coast audience and everyone in the Midwest.
Don't listen to me. Listen to somebody like this guy on the Xfinity Mobile text line. I'm listening from Oklahoma. Not that far from North Carolina.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The heat is far from beautiful, Evan.
Whoa. Steiny, I know as a man, and this is... Well, he's listening from Oklahoma with a 510 number. That's interesting. Oklahoma is far from North Carolina. It's in a completely different time zone. 1,200 miles.
Let me get a map up.
Is that a stone's throw? This guy has got the arm of God.
It's pretty close.
Oh, my God. I do believe it's not nice in Oklahoma.
Although the 187 in the YouTube chat says I'm in Charlotte and it's not that bad.
Oh, thank you, 187. See, okay. Steiny, we don't want to, you know, assault everybody.
707 on the Xfinity Mobile text line, and I'm just going to say prove it. 707 says, some people don't mind the humidity. Yeah, name me one person.
Daryl the Guru Johnson.
He hates humidity.
He's from Missouri. He says it all the time.
He hates humidity. He's going to be miserable when
he lives
comes
in
back.
Sacramento. It's 110 degrees there, probably.
He's in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, to be exact. And he says, I'm a Bay Area native who's in the Army, Evan. That's why I have a 510 in your face.
Well, thank you for your service.
Sure.
But it still doesn't make Oklahoma close to North Carolina.
No, but...
I appreciate you listening, 510. Thank you.
No, we do.
And for chiming in.
You were going to bring up a point, I think, about Shanny.
Oh! Yeah, well, you were asking if there was anything positive from the press conference earlier today.
Yeah.
And I've noted a couple of things that I've seen that are different about Kyle Shanahan than in years past.
Okay.
First and foremost, he's given over the play sheet to Clay Kubiak. That's growth. He's never done that in the past with multiple guys that have gone on to be head coaches.
Okay. And I would cite the fact that he also confirmed that he has never allowed a quarterback in his history to ever call one play, ever.
Well, and he had also never allowed an offensive coordinator to call a play ever before this offseason. Maybe he's just waiting for Brock to show him something, and then next preseason he's going to let him dial up an entire series.
Well, first of all, that's not going to happen because next year at this time, Purdy will be holding out, and he won't be at camp. And we'll be talking about how a team that's lost two straight Super Bowls because guys haven't been in camp are actually going to let it happen again. Mm-hmm. Next year.
I'm sorry. I still can't deal with this humidity conversation.
Well, because you're wrong. I mean, you have no idea.
No.
You grew up in the Bay.
No, you have no idea.
You're spoiled.
You know that I've lived in seven states, okay?
But you know what? For 3 months at a time, you don't get the full flavor of the season.
That's not true.
Like, okay, if you're in South Dakota, which I know you've been to, North Dakota.
North Dakota, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think it makes a difference if you're there in January as opposed to August?
Well, yes, of course.
Well, thank
because
you.
In January, it's negative 20.
Thank you.
My point was not that humidity isn't something that's difficult to deal with.
Thank you.
I simply said, which you vehemently disagreed with, that Greensboro is not nice right now. Shut up. Shut up. Greensboro is nice right now. And our friend from Charlotte let us know that. So, in your face, Steiny.
Yeah, loco moco on the says Steiny doesn't get it. That humidity will get you. It
from
really
the 408.
Will. Okay.
Oklahoma is closer to Carolina than California is to Carolina. So, I guess he's right in a way.
Well, possibly.
Hey, Steiny, you're depressing with your future outlook of the Niners. What do you mean?
That was me.
Yeah, that was Evan.
Yeah.
I think they're going to win 8 games this year. 8-9.
Out of their first 9?
I don't know.
8-9.
I don't know.
Wait, seriously.
All bets are off.
Well, speaking of, you want to bet me that they don't go sub-500?
I want to make a bet right now. I do know that.
What's the bet you want to make?
No, I'm open to making a bet. What are you saying?
That the Niners will be 9-8 or better.
Yeah, I think they will. I think they'll be 9-8 or better.
You said they were going to go 8-9.
No, that was just Steiny shtick. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
What do you want to bet this year? I'll bet you they make the playoffs.
How about 11-4? 11.4.
Well, that's impossible.
Above or below?
Why not 11.5 above or below?
Okay, 11.5. That's their win total.
But you know that I like them winning 11 games this year.
Okay, then say the under, gutless. Seriously. 11.5.
But we have to disagree on something so that we can make a bet on it. But both of us believe
that's true.
They're going to win 11 games.
Yeah, I don't want to touch that number. You're right. You're absolutely right.
What about a over under 10.5? I'll take the over.
Yeah, we're going to have to not bet on that one. Look, I'm used to making bets that are automatic with Guru.
Well, actually, you lost one last year.
You know what? See,
it was really
this is
funny,
the thing
actually.
That pisses me off.
It's so good.
This is the thing that bothers me. It's like a coach. It's 4th and 4. Okay, are we going to go for it or are we not going to go for it?
Well, you go for it.
You don't even know the context.
No, you just go for it.
Oh, really? What about if you're up three touchdowns?
I'm Dan Campbell. I'm going for it.
My point is you can make a great decision and it doesn't work out. He doesn't even know how lucky he was to win that bet.
Yeah, but he should have won the other one, so it evened out.
He shouldn't have won either bet.
Why not?
Because both bets favored me.
Well, yeah, but one was like 52% to 48. The other was 75 to 25. And look, ironically, that was the one that he won.
Here's the bottom line. I said the Kings would not reach their win total from the previous year. That's based on incredible basketball knowledge. Nobody wanted that bet. I took it. I knew it. I knew the Kings. It was the year before the year. They were better than they should have been the previous year. They'd won a lot of close games. That was automatic. Now, the fact that the Warriors pulled something off last year on the road.
Oh, it was incredible. Watching your face every single...
I couldn't believe it.
After every single road game was one of the funniest things that I've had to go through in my time here at 95.7 The Game.
It was unbelievable
how good
they were.
They made like a 15-game jump on the road. They won 11 games, was it 2 years ago?
They might have won less than that.
It was something terrible. And then you bet Goo that they wouldn't win, I don't know, 24.
Well, he changed his number 7 times.
Well, he should be allowed to because he had no business winning the bet, but he did. Because he should have won the other one. The Kings one was more in his favor, I think.
All right. Hey, what's coming up next on The Game? Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. The segment was brought to you by Lucky California.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.